Phantom fans, and welcome into episode 2 of Ghost Stories presented by Duncan. Joining me on the show today is Robertson Cup champion, Memorial Cup champion, first 614 area code born player to skate for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that is Cole Sherwood. Cole, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Cole, before we get started and, you know, into the rest of the show, obviously, a great tragedy befell the hockey world, 10 days ago when Matisse Kiv Lennox unfortunately passed away. You were his teammate for a couple of seasons. I wondered if you wanted to say anything about Kivy for us.
Yeah, it's obviously a terrible tragedy. And, you know, our organization is mourning the losses right now. We just ask that everyone keep us in their thoughts and prayers. And respect his family and their privacy at this time.
Awesome. Thanks, man. So mentioned at the start that you were the first, you know, Columbus area born player to skate for the Blue Jackets. Yeah. If you could talk to 8-year-old you, the first time that Cole Sherwood was walking into Nationwide Arena, if somebody had tapped you on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you're skating out there one day and you're going to wear those colors," would that have blown your mind?
Yeah. Obviously as a kid, you dream of playing in the NHL. You go to sleep, you know, having thoughts run through your mind of you skating on the big ice, but you don't actually, I would say, believe it necessarily. But I think I did believe it, and I never realized it at a young age, but we would go to the games, you know, we'd sit in the nosebleeds, as a family, but, I would have never took you up on that if someone would have said that to me when I was that young. So it's crazy to think about, but I'm grateful and blessed.
As a professional hockey player, how weird has everything been the last two seasons? Can you share some of your experiences with us? You know, the AHL shutting down and then the pandemic and bubbles and all of that. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it's obviously very weird. Different. Something you can't plan for. I think it made everyone in the hockey world in general, in the whole world, stronger though. You know, we just essentially went through something that, made everyone stronger, and we hit rock bottom. I think, it really tested a lot of people mentally and physically, but I think it, everything, at least as hockey goes, We all came through, and, you know, we got our seasons rolling and, you know, every league there was essentially. And we got to do what we love at the end of the day, and that's play the game of hockey.
How about you? Able to stay healthy? Everybody doing well?
Yeah. Everyone's doing well. Can't complain on my end.
Awesome, man. What did you think about the Stanley Cup final? Obviously, Columbus in the division with Tampa this year. What did you think of that 5-game series that we just wrapped up?
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a good team. We obviously, they've won it back-to-back years for a reason. So hats off to them. But, they're well-disciplined. They're winning for a reason, so. I played against them in Tampa this year, and I mean, they can move a puck. I'll say that they have every position covered. I mean, they have the best players in almost all positions, and they're well coached. I mean, it's fun to see for them, you know.
You don't want to put them on the power play either, do you?
That's for sure. Don't want to play them, but. We'll get them. Just give us some time.
I've got faith in you, man. So you spent the early part of your junior hockey career and now the last few professional seasons in Ohio. How have you seen hockey in Ohio change over the last 10 years?
think it's evolved. Obviously, I think Ohio is not really on the map for most people. You know, you got, as youth hockey, you got your Michigan, your Minnesota, Boston area, you know, your bigger hockey breeding cities. But I think Ohio in general has been putting on the map, especially with the Ohio AAA Blue Jackets program where I grew up playing. With Ed Ginger, I think they're doing tremendous things there. And I truly believe, you know, you don't need to go anywhere else. The proof's in the pudding, and the history speaks for itself. You know, you got five guys playing in the NHL currently from the AAA program, and it's just up and coming. And, you know, guys are committing to D1 schools left and right. You got guys going major, junior, in different paths. So I think hockey in general, in Ohio especially, is growing.
I know just off the top of my head with last year's Youngstown Phantoms team, we had Ben Schoen and Colin Purcell, both Ohio born on the team. So yeah, Ohio is up and coming.
Yeah.
We mentioned that you were a Robertson Cup and a Memorial Cup champion that came from your time with the London Knights. Some very big names on that London squad: Christian Dvorak, Mitch Marner, Matt Tkachuk, and the Phantoms' own JJ Pikanich. What's a favorite memory from that 15-16 London squad?
Oh God, favorite memory. I mean, obviously winning the Memorial Cup, you know, it's something you dream of if you play in the Ontario Hockey League. So I'd say obviously that, but just, I would say overall, when someone asks me, what was your favorite thing, you can't pick out a certain memory, but I would say, and it speaks to why we won every trophy there was to win that year, was our group. That we were so tight together as a group. I've never been a part of a team that enjoyed hanging out with each other on and off the ice and just had fun with it. And, you know, the Hunters, they brought everyone in there, and we just, it just, everyone gelled together, and it was a special group and something I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
That's awesome, man. And any JJ, embarrassing JJ Pikanich stories that you can share with us? Keep it PG-13 if you can.
Yeah. I was actually decently close with JJ, but something embarrassing. He's a very chill and mild guy. I mean, he likes to have fun, but can't really think of anything right now off the top of my head, but he's a good guy, and I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while, but he's a good guy.
I'm sure he's going to thank you for not sharing any embarrassing stories about him.
Yeah, I would hope so too.
So you got invited to Blue Jackets rookie camp back in 2015. You chose signing with them over going to college. Obviously worked out great for you. Robertson Cup championship, Memorial Cup championship, you know, two other very solid years in the Ontario Hockey League. And now you're in the NHL. You know, looking back, would you do it all again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd change a thing. I think it's worked. And I'm still developing and getting better. But yeah, I mean, my time in the OHL was, I loved it. There's nothing I regret about it. I think everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I think going to Boston University, where I was committed, would have been a lot of fun. Great, great experience. But yeah, I'm thankful for my time in the OHL and the three teams I played for and the way they developed me. And I had a blast doing it.
Awesome. Speaking of your development, you did get to spend one weekend with us in Youngstown late in that 14-15 season. Hey, 2 points in three games. That's not bad, right?
Yeah, not bad.
pretty awesome goal looking back at the clips, assisted by Kyle Connor. Remember much from that weekend you got to spend with us here in Ohio?
Yeah, actually, I do remember pretty vividly. Obviously, I had no idea really that I was going to go to the OHL, so USHL was, you know, my main focus and goal. Once I committed to Boston University, sorry. And so I get called up. Obviously, my brother was playing for the team, and I was really close with him. So I just remember him trying to show me the way and everything. And then they put me on the line with Kyle Connor, and I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I think he was leading the league in points, goals, everything. So,
yep.
I came on the ice. I don't know. I think it was the second period. It would have been the second period. It was on our side. I remember it vividly. Right away, 2-on-1. And I just knew. I was on the left side. I opened up for a one-timer, and he just put it right in there for me. It was pretty cool to score my first goal first game from a guy like that. So that was very special.
I'm pretty sure Kyle had 5 points that night too. So great. It was great to see you out there on the ice that weekend. You are listening to or watching, depending on your medium, you are listening and watching to Ghost Stories, the Youngstown Phantoms official podcast presented by Duncan. Hey, we're now available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music Podcasts, and many other popular podcatchers out there. Be sure to like and subscribe. And hey, drop us a comment. Let us know what other hockey people you would like to see on our podcast here. So speaking of that 14-15 team, Ryan Lomberg was the captain. You and Ryan had a disagreement on the ice this past season. What was it about?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. We're in Florida. We played, I think, back-to-back games there. I don't know if it was back-to-back nights, but we were in playing the Panthers this year. First game, I play a pretty physical presence out there. So remember, I hurt Hornquist and I injured. He didn't play the next game. This was the first night, and then I also hurt. I injured. Barkov also, okay. Or Huberto, sorry. So
okay.
Two of their arguably better players on the team. I didn't get a penalty. I mean, the first was a clean hit on Hornquist. I just, you know, whatever. He ended up on the wrong side of it. And then the other one, it was a cross check. But I didn't get a penalty on it, so I don't really think it was that dirty. Fast forward the next night, we're getting dressed in the locker room, and coaches put up the lineup on the thing, and I see he's dressed. So I was like, oh boy, here we go. And I remember in warmups, I'm like skating around, getting ready, and he's just sitting at the red line, just stretching. He's not even like watching. He's not even participating anymore. He's just like staring me down. And I kind of knew him from Youngstown. Obviously, I only played a few games, but he knows my brother. So I was like, come on, man. Like in my head, I'm thinking maybe he's not gonna try to find me, but regardless, I was like, all right, he wants to do it. First shift, he skates up and goes, when are we going? And I remember Seth Jones heard it, and he goes, he's not fighting you. He's young. We'll just let him be. Like, he's whatever. And then I kept playing pretty physical that game. I think I had 8 hits or something logged. So he wasn't gonna take exception then. So it's second period. My best friend, Jack Ross, like, he turns the puck over, and we're down 2-1 already. He turns over the blue, and they go down and score 3-1, and coach taps us to go on the ice. Like, I don't assume I'm fighting him, but I'm assuming we're trying to bring energy. And then their coach throws on their line, Lomberg. So I'm like, all right. He taps on the shin pad. He goes, let's go right now. I said, no, we'll go when I want to. Let me go run some guys. And he goes, no, you're not hitting anyone else. The puck dropped, and I just let him go. He obviously got the better of me there. He knows what he's doing. He's a tough guy, but a lot of respect to him. And it was fun. So that's that.
That's awesome, man. You mentioned your brother Kiefer, who had, you know, 2 very nice years here in Youngstown before going on to Miami. How much, you know, do you think that you influenced each other's hockey careers?
A lot. Every day we bounce ideas back to each other, talk to each other. We're very close. We're in it together. We go through ups and downs together. We fight through adversity together. Everything. I mean, we train together. We skate together. We do everything together. So, we've impacted each other's not only hockey careers but lives in general, very much so. And we, he's my role model. Sorry. And, you know, I look up to him. So he likes the way, and I follow through.
Awesome. So let's play a little comparison game here. Cole versus Kiefer. Who's got the harder shot?
If you're asking me a comparison, I'm always going to say myself. I'm pretty confident in my ability. So I would say myself in that one.
Who's the better goal scorer?
I think I have a better knack for the net.
Okay. Hardest checker, I'm pretty sure, is going to be you.
Yeah. A little bit bigger than him, a little bit.
Okay. Taller, so. Puck in the corner. Who's coming out with it?
Again, I'd like to say myself. That's a non-negotiable.
who's faster?
I said myself, I'm pretty explosive. And,
okay. So last
ask me a bunch of questions that I take a lot of pride in. So these
hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Last season, if the Avalanche had played the Blue Jackets, what shirts were your parents wearing in the stands?
They each have mixed or one of each, so probably okay. We're just yeah. No, I'll keep it at that. They're tremendously supportive of both of us. So they would be split right down the middle.
That's awesome, man. That's great. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And maybe if we can get Kiefer on the show, maybe we can get him to chime in on that.
Hopefully.
NHL draft is coming up soon. You know very well that being drafted doesn't mean you're not getting to the NHL. What advice would you give to a kid who's going to be sitting at home here, you know, in a couple weeks, hoping that he's going to get drafted?
Yeah, I think it's everyone's dream to get drafted. But if you don't, I think it's a good thing. If you do, it's also a good thing. You can't – it's all about how you take it and let it drive you. Obviously, I didn't get drafted. And I remember vividly that night I didn't get drafted. I was pissed. I cried, you know. But I went and I shot pucks. I was so mad. But I just told myself, it's all how you handle a situation, respond. You're not gonna be able to. I can't control. I didn't get drafted. No one wanted to believe in me at the time. But I told myself, believe in myself, have faith, and the right opportunity will align and take full advantage. Sure enough, it did. Did I think it was gonna happen that early? No, but I knew I was gonna play in the NHL. Because I believe in my abilities. But I would just say for anyone at that age is, you know, if you don't get drafted, let it be the best thing that's happened to you. Let that drive you, let that fuel you, because even if you get drafted, it doesn't mean you're in the NHL. Even if you don't get drafted, it doesn't mean you're in the NHL. So it's a double standard. All it means is a team has your rights at that point. You know, obviously if you're first round pick, yeah, you have a lot better chances of making it than someone that doesn't. I understand that. But you can't let it, even that, you can't let it be a burden to you. And you got to believe in yourself. That's the number one thing, is believe in yourself and have confidence. It's not easy, but just stay with it day by day and stay focused and keep to yourself, I think. And yeah.
Oh, cool. That's some great stuff. Thanks very much, man. So, but before we let you go, what's your plans for the rest of the summer?
So I'm back in Columbus training right now, just getting ready for the season, just preparing, training, really ready for a big summer, big season, and I'm eager to get out. I'm antsy right now just talking about it, so it's good to talk about it, but I'm ready to get to work.
New coach for the Blue Jackets this year. Have you gotten to talk, speak with him at all?
Yeah, I spoke with him a little bit the other day at the rink. Obviously, tough times right now with what happened, so it was very brief. But yeah, I'm looking really forward to playing for him. He's his motto and his the way he operates, I think, is my bread and butter, and I'm excited for him, his family, and the organization in general. A fresh face, a new. First time as a head coach in the NHL. So I think it's going to be good for everyone. Good opportunity for everyone to succeed. Yeah, we're ready to go.
Cole Sherwood of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thank you for joining us here on Ghost Stories.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Phantom fans, tune in next week. We're going to have Phantom alumni and current player at Merrimack College, Chase Grisak, here on the show. I'm Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack. Thank you for tuning in to Ghost Stories presented by Duncan. We'll catch you next week. Sound out. Fade to black.